We're post the election, and we now live in a two-party coalition. Now, does that mean we get double the goodie bags or double the aggro? We, however, are going to be contrarian, and we're going to think about the very best things that the coalition has given us so far.
Yeah.
Eddie.
If I was to think of it, it's difficult saying good things, but I think that if I may say one good thing, and that's and I never thought I'd say this, George Osborne did say, basically, you know, it is what it is, and that's it. You know, there was kind of like, from the outset, it was the first budget I've ever seen in my lifetime where...
Such an eloquent speech when he stood up and
statement.
Said, it is what it is, and that's it.
You sure he wasn't one of the acts at Live Aid? Introducing a song from the 60s.
Yeah, he was just being honest. He just... No, in all fairness, very quickly, George, he was just being honest. He's saying, you know, we're going to make cuts. I'm going to tell you what they are. And also, come November the 25th, my new album's out.
Tom?
Well, a little irony about the coalition. It's supposed to be kind of more democratic and there's more compromise and it's making politicians and politics more honest. But actually the irony is, one of my favourite things about it is watching Nick Clegg squirm when he has to announce policies that he clearly doesn't agree with in the slightest. But anyway, I'm going to gloss over that. And I'm going to say that my favourite thing, I'm going to be completely serious, I'm afraid, there's no gags, proportional representation, for me, was the only issue in the election, that's it, full stop. And if we, I mean, it sounds like, and there's already sort of rumours, or there have been rumours afoot that it's going to be sabotaged, or they're not going to have a referendum on proportional representation. I hope to fuck that they do have a referendum and that we vote it in. Because if they don't, we're never going to have another decent, fair government ever in the history of the world.
The alternative proposition, though, is it AV or something?
Well, like actually, I mean, of course they...
Because that sounded like a bit of a backstep to me.
It is a fudge, and basically that, you know, the Lib Dems have accepted kind of, you know, second best. They've accepted a
system... They shouldn't, though, really, because it was their idea, and they were right to have that. For years they've been fighting that.
Yeah, exactly.
Why paint it, won't dress it in other clothes.
And I think that they're kind of hoping that it'll be like a step in the right direction. But basically what will happen is there'll be a referendum, hopefully we'll say yes, and then this new system will come in, and that will be the same for the next 100 years or more. I don't think it's like in 10 years time we're going to go, oh yeah, let's go even more PR. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, that's what happened in New Zealand.
Oh really?
They started out, I don't know if they started out with AV or whatever it's called, Avarian flu.
Audio visual.
Flu's got an F in it. Sorry to piss on your grapes.
They had
piss on your grapes. There's a great website. Anyway,
don't tell anyone.
New Zealand had an initial sort of test on proportional representation for some local elections, and then rolled it out across the national election.
Okay. But you know, there's quite a few countries that, particularly in Europe, have all gone for this coalition, all these coalition governments. And they all have effectively, I mean, we laugh, sneer and giggle, but, well, giggle and laugh is the same thing, but I mean, they've all worked, a lot of these coalition governments.
Oh, can I just say that actually giggling and laughing are two slightly different
they
things.
They are very different.
I've just acknowledged that, didn't I?
No.
Listen, bullying should be cut.
Bullying shit bingo.